שם השם נעשה נצליח. כן, בואו אני חושב חסד. So we're in Likutei Etzos under Prist, where it says the following in letter Yud. Says that the desire for immorality is the evil that encompasses all evils, and all the evils of all the 70 nations are incorporated in this desire, because every nation and language has their specific area of evil that they excel in. That's their area. Like we know, Chazal say when Hashem asked them, went to different nations, asked them they want the Torah, they said, what does it say? And then each one said, I can't do this, I can't do that, right? Each nation has their evil where they excel in. Either an evil character trait or an evil desire. And they're so stooped into this taiva, but the desire for immorality is an all-encompassing evil. Because in this taiva, in this desire, is gathered all the evils of every nation, and all their midas and all their taivas rights, all their evil desires. And all these taivas come together, and they burn, makes a big fire. And they make a huge bonfire, the taveris ha-madur, that burns in a person for this taiva. So if you have a big taiva, so you're normal. Because all the 70 taiva, all the 70 nations, all the taivas are coming as one. But Hashem separated us from the Goyim. And He exalted us from all the languages. And we have to be separated from all their evils. This is from all their desires. Because they're not connected to us at all. And specifically from this type of immorality, which is the evil which incorporates and encompasses all the evils. Because this is the main difference between us and between the nations. But we separate ourselves from this taiva, because this is the main kedusha, the main holiness of a Jew. Because a person has the power to move all his mind away from this taiva, from this desire to break. And this is our ikar kedusha. We're breaking away from this taiva, that's what separates us from the guy. Now Yud Aleph explained, one of the ways how to get away and break this desire. The main way to humble and break the taiva, especially in this taiva, is through having complete Lashon HaKodesh. What does that mean exactly? That means we're going to complete our holy tongue. Which means when a person speaks a lot of holy words, the Torah, Tefillah, Tzvaditos, that's the aspect of Lashon HaKodesh, of holy speech. And even though what we do, it's supposed to do, we speak in our own language, so it seems like it's not Lashon HaKodesh, not so holy. Like we know that we're supposed to be speaking our language that we speak. Right? So this is also an aspect of Lashon HaKodesh. Right? But the main thing is that we should say holy words. And be careful not to say any evil words and any Lashon Hara, anything which will damage the holy Lashon HaKodesh. And through the Kedushat HaDibur, when we sanctify our speech, this is how it humbles this huge evil. Because in the next slide, Yud Beis, Tikkun HaPrist, the rectifying of the Prist, and the complete having complete Lashon HaKodesh, they're dependent on each other. The more a person speaks holy words, which is the aspect of Lashon HaKodesh, according to that, that's how much he'll have Tikkun HaPrist. And according to the Tikkun HaPrist, that's how much he'll merit to say holy words. And it also is the opposite regarding the damaging of the Prist. So, we always have to try to hold on to whichever end of the rope we can. Sometimes we're able to be more Hashem reverence, and then that will help us have more Kedusha. If we see we're struggling, then talk a lot of words of Kedusha and Torah, so that will help us to try to hold, grab whichever side of the rope we can to be saved from the Yitzhara. Now, learn some Shmir Salashan about the guard of tongue. Because that's what brings. So we say that we're speaking about yesterday about Yaakov Avinu. Right, so Rabbi Yaakov showed me that Yaakov Avinu, you're right, he did stay by Laban for 20 years. But originally he said he told Laban, I stayed by you for 14 years. So Chazal saying originally he knew he'll have at least 14 years by Laban. He knew he was going to have to work 14 years. So he learned in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber for 14 years because he knew he was going to have to work at least for 14 years. Ended up, he stayed there for longer. He knew, like, that's what he told Lavan, I already walked here for 14 years. Which meaning he was telling him, I already got my tikkun, I already did my 14 years I was supposed to get. And he stayed a little longer. But
Another 6 years.
Till 20. Right, but he stayed at least, but it seems like that's what he was telling Lavan, I already got my tikkun, I'm supposed to only be here 14 years. I prepared 14 years learning Torah. And he stayed for another 6 years.
Yeah, with 14 years for the wives.
Another
6 years with for the flock.
Fine, very good. Thank you for showing us the Chumash. So we said also that a person should also try to help their children go on the right path because it will always, because it makes a big difference even in the next world for the father. Because the Pasuk says a son gives honor to the father and a slave to his master. So it says a son gives honor to his father, like it says, Kavet atavi chavet imecha, honor your father and mother. So, right, we said give them food and drink, whatever they need. But once, after a father dies, the Torah says, you think a person is potter now, they have no more mitzvah of kivud avi aim? Sure, they have a mitzvah. Even after the father dies, you have to honor him even more, because now the father's in Olam Haba. And how does one honor their father who's in the next world? If the son goes in an evil path, in a path that's messed up, through this he's transgressing this because he's certainly embarrassing his father. But when he goes in the straight path and he fixes his ways, certainly this is fulfilling the mitzvah of kavanas avichas. People think once the people are niftar, there's no more mitzvah. They know, the Zohar says there's more of a mitzvah kivud avi aim after the niftar. Then it's shemayim, they're getting real honor. Every time we do a mitzvah, they get honored. So there they're getting the real honor when we do mitzvahs.
Is it true that there's no
Lashon Hara
on people
that pass away? No, there is Lashon Hara on people that pass away. It's worse.
It's worse.
You have to go there. It's hard because you can't even ask Mechila to go to the Kaber, try to get a minyan.
There's nothing like that? They can't
fly, they can't defend themselves. Give you an idea. In Beitar, there used to be less, but there's more now. But boys that, as they say, went off the path. Muslim, they're not wearing black and white. They're the quarter boys. There was a fellow who was in the Vade Kedusha Commandos of the city. They were literally beating these boys up. Sometimes with iron rods. Okay? With a specified purpose of making the bleed, breaking bones, and so on. Okay. One of them got killed in a car accident with the head of this group of commandos. Got killed in a car accident he himself caused by sloppy driving. And during the Shiva, a group of these boys went to this house to visit a Shiva, to Lenachem, the widow, and the orphans. And they didn't say a word. And no word, they didn't say a word to anybody, not there, not anywhere else, about what this guy had been done. Everyone said he's big Sadiq, no one knew what he was behind the mask. And he said nothing. And they, so someone said, you don't open your mouth and say what he really was, and you go to Lenachem, the widow, and the children. And what was the reply? Achrei mot kedoshim. After he died, it's kadosh. That's it. And these are street boys. Yeah. But they have in their Jewish heart this knowledge, this trace.
Yeah. That's it. Okay, so let's continue here. Very good. So we're saying that, but you still have to be careful not to say Lashon Hara. So these boys are very good, but you have to be careful not to say Lashon Hara.
That was an example. They suffered terribly. There's not a word of Lashon Hara on them.
So we're saying that a father. So we're saying a son who goes in the right path and he fixes his action, certainly he's honoring his father in this way, and in this world in front of people, and also in the next world. Because Hashem has rachmanis even on the father, even if he wasn't the best person, and Hashem puts the father next to the Kisei HaKavod, next to the throne of glory, the merit of his son serving Hashem in this world. So he's saying, so that's pretty good kibud avim. You're honoring your father. You're getting him back seats next to Hashem. So he says, fortunate the tzaddikim, the merited children of HaKadosh, like the positive kol ra'im yakirim kim zeir b'Hashem. Whoever sees them will recognize that they're children blessed by Hashem.
The father wants to know how his child has to know and hear. And he's called an issue his father. That's when for him it's terrible. The people that want to watch his son.
The Gemara says, who do you listen to, the Rebbe or the Talmud? If your Rebbe says something or the Talmud says something, who do you listen to? Listen to the Rebbe. So you listen to his father, you listen to Hashem. Listen to Hashem.
How are you giving kabbalah to your father?
He doesn't realize. You're giving him kabbalah.
I don't want to go with you.
He's confused. Because
they go with him someday.
The Torah says this.
My mother, when she was getting old and the kids were grown up, I can't control anymore, but I have one request. Don't embarrass me. Yes,
sir. You asked me like in the next world also, this world and the next world. From Zohar Kadosh. Okay, so now Baruch Hashem, we're middle of the Gemara. You know, it's the Gemara. So we're middle of the Gemara, we're holding in. So we're doing Gemara now. We're learning Gemara now till about 12 o'clock. We'll have another share after. And Ben, there's one on the table there. Ben,
no.
Fine. So let's see the Gemara. So what did we say in our Mishnah? We had a Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say?
So we're 9A.
We're holding 9A the Gemara.
Near the bottom.
So we had a Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, we finally got the second Mishnah. Now what did the Mishnah say? It said, Bishamay says, you cannot let it bring a ladder from Dovkot to Dovkot. And Beis Hillel says you're allowed to. Beis Hillel says you're allowed. Comes the Ikadah, we're holding that 7 lines down from the bottom of the Gemara. 7 lines down. Ikadah. Amar Rav Chanan bar Amri. Rav Chanan bar Amri said the following. Machloikas Rishus HaYachid. Machloikas is in Rishus HaYachid. The Beis Shammai is Luhud Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Beis Hillel less Luhud Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. He said that, what does this mean? What does it mean that Beis Shammai has Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Beis Hillel doesn't have Rav Yehuda Amar Rav? What was Rav Yehuda Amar Rav's statement? His original statement, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that if Chachamim don't let you do something in public, because we're afraid people are going to make mistakes, they're going to think it's mutter, it's married to ayin, we also don't let you do it in private. So he wants to say like this. Beis Shammai holds of this concept. Beis Shammai holds of this concept, but Beis Hillel does not hold of this concept. Like we'll explain in a minute. Avol b'shus harabim divrei hakol asur. But in Rishus HaRabim, everyone agrees that it's going to be asur. Meaning like this. First, like this. Here comes Rav Chanan like this. What does Beis Shammai hold? In public, you're not allowed to move your ladder from Dovkot to Dovkot. Someone thinks you're going to fix your roof. So if it's in public, it's awesome. Good? Because someone's going to come to make a mistake. So just like in public, it's awesome. Therefore, also, even in private, where no one's going to see what you're doing, it's awesome. Why? Because we go with the rule of Rav. Right? Why? Because of the rule of Rav. Right? The rule of Rav is whatever is usher is just a Rav. Chazal said you can't do it here. You also can't do it in private. Good. Because of the rule of because of the rule of Rav. You're not right. Good. Priscilla says, I don't hold such a rule. Therefore, in which is a rabbin, in public domain, we don't let you move the ladders because someone thinks you're fixing your roof. Right? But in private domain where no one sees you, it's mutter. Right? So in the Shammai, he holds that since it's usher of Shisarab in the public, and people don't get confused, they're going to see you doing, looks like you're fixing your roof. Also, which is Ayachad is usher because they hold the rule of Rab. Whatever is usher, forbidden in public is also usher in private. But basically, he holds, in which is a rabbi, you're not allowed to do it because of Mar's eye. People are going to think you're doing the wrong thing. Right? But in which is a yacht, it's mutter. No one sees what you're doing. We're not afraid people are going to think you're allowed to fix your roof. No one thinks you're fixing. We don't care if people are going to think you're fixing your roof. No one sees you. Therefore, it's mutter.
You mean in the public, Bishamai would agree with Bishamai?
Yes.
The reason is more time?
Yes. Of course, we're fine. Yes. That's the Chiddush of this Rav Chanan. Priscilla also agrees to Mar's side. The only point of argument is in Rishus Hayat. Right? That's
in a private domain where they think domain. That no one can see us.
Right. I think no one can see. Good? This is the Gemara says. Let's see it inside again. Let's see the Gemara inside again. Iga da Ami. Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami. Machlaikis Rishus Hayat. The whole argument between Bishamai and Bishilla is going to be in a private domain. Why? What's the argument? The Bishamai is Luhud Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Bishamai, he holds of the rule of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, which was what? What was the rule of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav? That if something is usher in public, it's also usher in private. Ubishilla. Plus Luhud Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Bishilla does not have the rule of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. So therefore, in private, will be mutter. Avo Bishus HaRabim, Divrei HaKol Aser. In public domain, everyone agrees that it's Aser. It's like this. If you're in public domain, Bishamai and Bishilla both agree that it's Aser. Why are you not allowed to move the ladder? Why not? Why can't you move the ladder?
Because they think you're going to
plaster your roof. Yeah, they think you're plastering your roof. So everyone agrees in public domain you're not allowed to do it. So where do they argue? They argue, what about a private domain? This Shammai holds.
Secluded, you can't do it.
Since you can't do it in public, you also can't do it in private.
You might get used to doing something.
Right, that's what Shammai said, you might get used to doing it. That's what Shammai said, what? Right, you might come used to doing it.
So you might see when you think of it, you might see you.
Right, with the same production. Yeah, this is one shot, right, belly, who said? Oh. So again, so what are we saying over here? So what are we saying over here? Okay. Let's read again. Ika da Amri. Amri b'chad bar Ami. Machlaikas versus Hayachim. The whole argument between Bishamai and Bishilla is only regarding Rosh Hashayach. Why? The Bishamai is Luhud Rav Yehuda Amarav. Bishamai holds of the concept of Rav Yehuda Amarav who says that Rosh Hashayach and Rosh Hashayach have to be the same. And so since Rosh Hashayach it's a problem, also Rosh Hashayach it's going to be Aser. Who Bishilla less Luhud Rav Yehuda Amarav. Bishilla does not hold Rav Yehuda Amarav. And therefore, even though it's usher in public, in private domain it's mutter. Avo b'shus harab. Divrei HaKol Aser. In b'shus harab, in public domain, everyone agrees that it's usher.
What rule is vice versa? If it's usher in private, it's usher in public also? It goes both ways. Usher in public, usher in private.
It would be, I don't know if it's a case. It's true, it would go. I don't know, like, I don't really have a case like that, that you're starting from the usher in private.
His whole point is that to be consistent.
Correct. It has to be consistent. It could be, if you have such a case, it would also have to be like that. But in our scenario, we're going the other way. We're starting from the point that Rishus HaRav. Oh, so that's what we want to say here. But comes in where he asks a question. Lema, let us say, Rav to Amar Kibbutz Shammai. According to this, it comes out that Rav is going like Kibbutz Shammai. Like this.
Whatever. We said that Kibbutz Shammai says it's also Rishus Rav and it's also Rishus Hayah. Meaning this would be Shammai also. It's going with the Shita of Rav. It's being consistent. Correct? It still doesn't go with this rule, it still holds. It's also Rosh Hashanah Rabbah because we're afraid people might see and they think you're moving your land. Rosh Hashanah Yachad is Mutter. Right? So who is going with the Shita of Rav? Neshama. And what's the problem? It's really, we just say it the other way. That means Rav, who came first? Neshama came first. It means Rav is picking to go with Neshama, and he can't do that. He has to go with Neshama. So Gemara is saying, have a Rav Chana over here, tell me if this is the machlokes over here. Bishabi holds you have to be consistent, Bishabi holds you don't have to be consistent. That's very hard for us to accept, because that, what comes out from there is Rav, who holds up this consistent rule, is Pati like Bishabi. And he can't do that. So something must be wrong, Gemara is saying. We're saying, labor Rav done with Bishabi. Let us say, according to this, it's coming out, that Rav is going with Bishabi. Rav can't go with Bishabi. So it must be something's wrong over here. We don't, something's missing, something's wrong over here. It doesn't make sense to say it like this.
Do we have to find a way for Basila to hold like Rav?
Yes, correct. It has to make sense that Rav, yes, Basila also goes like Rav. Right, what you mean, right, that he's going along the line.
Perfect. And first. And the hill first.
Right, but in this case, it really means the same. Right, which means we want to make sure Rav should be consistent with Basila. Now, so how does that make any sense? So has Rav Chana and Shammai make any sense? That's the Gemara's question now. It says, Lema, right, the Gemara says, that Rav, the Amar Kibbutz Shammai, let us say it's coming out according to this. Rav is saying like Kibbutz Shammai that you need to be consistent, and he's not, passing on Basil, but still, so you don't have to have consistency. So that's the Gemara's question now. So let's see Rashi, Lema, Rav, the Amar Kibbutz Shammai, 10 lines down, the wide lines in Rashi. Labor wrapped up a Kibbutz Shammai. So, Rav Chanan Kaparach. We're asking a question on Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan, the way you just explained to me that the machlekes between Kibbutz Shammai and Beis Hillel, that they're only arguing in Rishus HaYachad because the argument is if you have to be consistent with the Rishus HaRabbah, that it's coming out of question. So, Rav Chanan Kaparach, we're asking a question on Rav Chanan. The Ukila Beis Hillel Rishus HaRabbah, Asri, Rosh Hashanah Yachad, sure. He established that according to Beis Hillel, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, it's Asr, Rosh Hashanah Yachad is Mutter. If you read the Mishnah, it seems like Beis Hillel says it's always Mutter, right? Beis Hillel says in our Mishnah, it's Mutter. He didn't say where. Kamar Mechanan says that in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, it's Asr. It's only Mutter, Rosh Hashanah Yachad. In Cain, if so, Lur Rav Chanan, according to the way Rav Chanan taught us, Rav, the Amar, Rav who said the rule of Kamakam Sha'asru Chul. Rav who said the rule that wherever the Chachamim makes something Asr, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's also, wherever they make something Asr, Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, it's also Asr, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It seems that this halacha needs to be consistent to Amar Kli Shammai. It seems that Rav's rule is going to be Shammai. If Shammai holds you have to have consistency, it's Asr, Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, it's Asr, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Bit me, I have to wonder. Havadai. But certainly, L'shalik Beis Hillel, Rav wouldn't leave Beis Hillel, right? Va'avid ke Beis Shammai. Va'avid ke Beis Shammai. Rav would never leave the Shita Beis Hillel while passing like Beis Shammai. It's no, it doesn't make sense. So Rashi already leads us into the, where we have to be going. So what should we do? Where should we be heading? So he said, Al-Karach must be that L'Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, Afilu B'Shus HaRav and Mutter. He also holds he has to be consistent. Beis Hillel also holds he has to be consistent. And therefore, Beis Hillel also holds it's always Mutter. Like if you would read the Mishnah yourself, Beis Hillel says in our Mishnah, it's Mutter. They didn't say where. In Beis Hillel, Rav. And Rosh Hashanah, that's what you have to say. Mishum, and why is it Mutter even Rosh Hashanah Rav? Because he holds the Shayb Chamech Yechalah. Just like we said in the first Pshat, that the Shita Beis Hillel is always Mutter, because you're Dovko proves what you're doing.
Dovko ladder.
Dovko ladder. And Dovko, yeah, the Gemara is the Dovko Rashid ladder. The Dovko ladder proves what you're doing.
Because you can't use it to plaster your roof with.
Right, it wasn't common. Plus the roof wasn't right. So you must say that really, Hillel holds that even in Rosh Hashanah it's mutter. Not like we were saying before. We wanted to say, based Hillel holds even Rosh Hashanah he also says it's aser because he's afraid of Ma'ar Sinai. That's saying no. Really, based Hillel Rosh Hashanah holds as mutter. He's not afraid of Ma'ar Sinai. Why? Because your dovecot ladder proves what you're doing. Because the Ibrish is Haravim Aster, because if you're going to want to say like Rav Chana told me, that Rosh Hashanah is Aster, Ubrish is Hayachat Shari, Rosh Hashanah is Mutter, which would call it that Beis Hillel does not hold it to be consistent, that Loyava Amar Rav, Mahash Maita, Rav would have never said this halacha. Rav would have never said the halacha has to be consistent. Beis Hillel doesn't hold you have to be consistent. Right? So like this.
If constantly Mark Rashi is like this, it must be that Rav hold, it must be that Rav hold is Usr in Rosh Hashanah. Sorry, it must be this Hillel holds is Mutter Rosh Hashanah and it's also Mutter Rosh Hashanah. Because if Rav, if you, what's Rav's rule? It's Usr here. Has to be Asr. If it's Asr, it's just a rabbin. Also Asr, it's just a yab. Right? Now, so what's the Asa? I have to tell you that this is wrong. If you were kind of wanted to tell me, it's still all this Asr, it was just a rabbin, right? What did kind of want to tell me? Even if it was just a rabbin, it's Asr. So they still hold, it's Asr to the Ma'ar Sinai, right? That must be wrong. So if it was Asr, it has to be consistent. So what must be? It must be. It was just a rabbi, really, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the dove code proves what you're doing, like we said in the first lashon, right? So the dove code proves what you're doing. Therefore, it's also going to be mutter in Rishos Ha Yachid. If it's possible to also be mutter over here. But if you tell me, like this child over here, it's Aster, then it would have to be Aster over here also. If you hold like Rav. So we said, have to be Rav over here. According to Rav Chana, it doesn't make any sense. Because it comes out, Rav seems to go like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds you to consistency. Beis Hillel doesn't hold you to be consistent. Correct? Say no. Beis Hillel also has to be consistent. And he holds, it was just a Rav, also it's Mutter. And therefore, also here, also we should say, Yachad is Mutter. Because in our Mishnah, he didn't say, all our Mishnah says, Beis Hillel says it's Mutter. Rav Chana wanted to tell me that that's only over here. Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah is us. What I'm saying, it doesn't make sense. That means Rav is not being consistent. Rav's rule is to be consistent. That's only Bishra. So this Rashi is leading us into the Gemara's answer. You have to say that Rosh Hashanah is also what? So this is really our question on Rav Chana. How could Rav Chana say Rosh Hashanah is us, sir? Then there's no consistency. The only logical thing to say is that based Hillel holds, which is around its mutter, and if we're also say after this mutter, this is our question. This makes no sense. You can't say this, you can't say based Hillel is not consistent, Rav possibly you have to have consistency. Rav would never go with Beis Shammai. So you can't tell me Beis Hillel holds, you don't have to be consistent. So it must be this is the Pshat. The Beis Hillel holds is mutter, which is around it. And also mutter Rosh Hashanah, that's what it has to be. So that's the word, so that's where the Gemara is holding it. So the Gemara is going to answer you right. So what's Rav Chana going to answer to you? I found Rav Chana. What are you going to do? Right. This must be the Pshat of Beis Hillel, according to Rav. So come to Rav Chana, and he said, I agree with you. Rav himself would for sure tell you that this is Pshat of Beis Hillel. Then Rosh Hashanah, it's mutter, Rosh Hashanah also it's mutter. Right? Because Rav holds you need to be consistent. So, what was I thinking when I said my pshat over here? When I said my pshat, that it was just a rabbin, according to Beis Hillel, it's usr, and there's no consistency. I was going to other tana'im that don't hold like Rav's rule. I was going according to the flow, those sheeters hold, you don't need consistency.
Is it? Other times cannot go. So can they not go Rav's rule? Mr. David.
What?
You just said it's not so going with other Tanayim that don't agree with Rav.
Right.
And they're make an argument with Rav.
Tanan, for sure, Rav. Rav was both. Rav was a Tan. Rav was
before Rav.
No, before Rav, for sure. I mean, we're saying their argument would be Rav would be on that. So it really comes out in a way we're saying that Rav really took one side of the machlokes. Rav passed it like one side of the machlokes. He passed it like the Tanakhama. He passed it that after that, like those Tanaim who hold unique consistency, right? He held like Rav Lazar of Shimon who hold you need to be consistent. If their Habana don't let you do something in Rishus HaRabbit, they don't let you do it in Rishus HaYach. Correct? Rav Chanan and Pasuk like the Tanakhama. Rav Chanan who is saying that in Beis Hillel you don't need consistency. There's going to, like the Tanakhama, you don't need consistency. So it makes sense that Beis Hillel, if you from Rav's lenses, you're right. Rav would definitely learn that Beis Hillel holds its Mutter Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Rosh Hashanah Yach. So when I say my pshat in the Mishnah in Beis Hillel, there's no consistency. It was going the other time. I wasn't focusing in Rav's Shita. But you're right. According to Rav, in Beis Hillel would hold in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim also its Mutter. You know, here also it's Mutter. Let's see the Gemara inside, Rav Chanan's answer, two lines to the bottom. He says, Tanaihi, it's Machlokes Tanaihi. This concept, if you need to be consistent, that this you're saying, this rule, that if Chazal said it's Maris Ayin in public, you're also not allowed to do it in private, that is a Machlokes Tanaihi. The Tani was taught in the Braisa. Shaitra Mecham, your clothing got soaking wet in the rain. You want to take them off and let it dry off in the sun. Farakam said you're allowed to do it in the sun, obviously in private. I will look connected to but not facing the people where people could see it. Which means, even though in public you cannot do it, in private you can do it, you don't need consistency. Even though in public you can't hang your clothing on your clothesline, your wet clothes, because people might think you washed them today. In private, in your house, you can do it. Put it next to the radiator in your back room, it's okay.
Radiator at all.
What?
Not in the radiator.
Right, just the radiator. So if you want to put them out in your house where no one sees,
the roof, in the courtyard.
Yeah, where no one sees your private courtyard, where no one sees, it's okay. Not hanging on your clothesline in front of everyone. So we see, even though you're not allowed to do it in public, you still can do it in private. You don't need to be consistent. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Eistri. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they go right. They're going like the same shita like Rav. Say it's us. Once Chazal said you're not allowed to do it in public, because people might think you washed your clothing. You also can't do it in private. So, this is Rav Chanan's answer. Rav Chanan's saying, I agree to you. In Rav, Rav would never learn like my pshat. Because Rav holds Beis Hillel, holds his mutter all along. Because you need to be consistent. And if we would say it's Asur Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's also be Asur Rosh Hashanah Yach. But I would explain it according to the other opinions. Hold, you don't need to be consistent. That even if it's Asur Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, could still be mutter in Rosh Hashanah Yach. Let's see Rashi. Tanaihi. Eight lines on the bottom. Tanais Machalik Tanav Klimer, meaning to say. Amalekot Rav Chanan, Vadai Rav Savar, Tebeis Hillel, Afilu Rishus HaRabim Shar. I'll tell you like this. Rav Chanan will say, certainly Rav, right down, Mara Rav, he'll hold that Tebeis Hillel said it's Mutter even Rishus HaRabim. Because we said, because the Shevich proves that it's Mutter. It's not Mara Sain. Upalikalai, he's going to argue on me. Rav is going to argue on me. He's not going to explain the Mishnah like I explained. Va'ana, and on the Amri Kaitan, I said like this Tana. I'm going like this Tana, that you don't have to be consistent. The Amr that he says, Shoitran Vachama, that you're allowed to spread it out in the sun, the clothing, in private, even though you can't do it in public. The last lady, right, he doesn't have the rule of Rav that says, if you can't do it in public, you can't do it in private. So Vahu Tana, so this Tana, Muki Beis Hillel Kavasei, he'll establish Beis Hillel like him. He didn't allow only Rosh Hashanah. See, even though it was just a Rav, and Rav is telling me that it's Usher too, it was just a Rav, it's Usher. And Rosh Hashanah, it's Mutter. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Sphere Luke Rav, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon, who would hold like the Rav, that if it's Usr Rishus HaRabim, it's also Usr Rishus HaYachin. Mukbi, they'll have to establish Shayusa Debeis Hillel, Mas Nisin, Afil Rishus HaRabim. They'll have to establish this Heter of Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, even in Rishus HaRabin. And why is the mutter even in public? The Kosarics, they hold Shaykhah Mechiyah Chalav. Your Shaykhah proves on you that what you're doing, that you're not fixing the roof. Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel. Lazlu Shaykhah Mechiyah Chalav, Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai argued on Beis Hillel, and he says, Leslu, you do not have to far to say that it proves on him what you're doing. It's usher altogether. So because it's Bisham, we still have opposite shifas. Bisham, I hold, it's usher to do it out of your house, if it's a rabbin, even if it's a yachid. Bisham holds, it's always 100% mutter.
So you're saying that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they would hold that, they would agree with Beit Hillel. In that, at the end of things, it would be okay even in public because of this other reason.
Because there's rule. Because what do you mean? Because other reason? Because if
for the rule that the dovecote
proves
itself.
Correct.
So that they would supersede their own usher by that, like as well. That they're the support.
Exactly. Fine. Shkeich, I said. Now we're going to have a siyum by Akiva. It says, grandfather's going to say, Bez Hashem. So we're going to have a siyum. What's it called? Close it, start again for the siyum. They like to put the siyum on the internet. Put the siyum.
Go
on, nobody. It's fine.
6 billion people. It's fine.
My grandfather, you have to do it. Okay, so the guy tells the story of Akiva was walking with Wigan Lear, Elizabeth and Zaira and Rabbi Shua. Shufa Matas Ulam Yishlaim. One time they were going up to Yishlaim, Kivin Shigir are something covered big day, and when they got to the mountain of Tzotun, they tore their clothes. When they reached the Arbais, and they saw a fox coming out of the Kachek Tashim, and they started to cry. Rakiva smiled. Amalei said to them, for what reason are you smiling? He answered back them, why are you guys crying? They said to him, the place is written that if a non-Kohen who goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim dies, and now foxes are coming out of it, should we not cry? So Rabbi Akiva then explained why he was smiling. And he said to them, the Kafan Imatzik, for this very reason I'm smiling, the Siv is written, the Idali, Eidim Nehmanim, as Oriya Akayim, as Zecharia, then Yvorecheyu. That I will summon trustworthy witness for myself. The two prophets, Oriya the Kayan, Zechariah, and Yvorecheyu. Iman Yan Uriya, Esel Zechariah. Now, what connection does Uriya have with Zechariah? Uriya was Mikashisha and Zechariah Mikashani. Uriya was Navi during the first Beis Hamikdash, whereas Zechariah was Navi during the second Beis Hamikdash. Why then are they mentioned together? Ela Tlaskakas of Nubuasai. So Zechariah and Nubuasai Shel Uriya. Rather, I'm mentioning the two Nabiim together. The Torah made the prophecy of Zechariah dependent upon the prophecy of Uriah. Uriah Ksiv in the prophecy of Uriah is written, the Chayim of Galachim Siyam said to Charish. Therefore, because of you, Zion will be plowed over like a field. The Zechariah Ksiv in Zechariah is written, Ad Shiyeshu Zechayim was the Kenes for Chavis Yishlaim. Old men and old women will once again sit in the streets of Yishlaim. Ad Shloy Niskayim on the Vosei Shal Uriah, as long as the prophecy of Uriah had not been fulfilled. Basically, Messiah had feared Shalai Tiskan Nivasa Shal Zechariah, that the prophecy of Zechariah would not be fulfilled. Achshav, Shin Tiskan Nivasa Shal Uriah, now that the prophecy of Uriah is fulfilled, and maybe Yidua Shin Nivasa Shal Zechariah is famous. It is certain that the prophecy of Zechariah will be fulfilled. And Rav accepted Rabbi Akiva's reasoning. Beloshin Hazel Amulai, they said to him these words, Akiva Nechamtenu, Akiva Nechamtenu, Akiva, you have covered us, Akiva, you have covered us. Hajjan Allah, Ilaning Alekim, Sleek Allah, Setus Magus. Hajjan Allah, Setus Magus, Rajjan Allah, Dakhtan Allah, Setus Magus, Dakhtan Allah, Setus Magus, 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 Setus Magus,
Amen.